Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
This fire, the concern about it, it's kind of moving uphill, up elevation, and that makes it harder and harder to fight because all of those flames, all of that smoke, it's heating up the vegetation, it's drying it out, so it makes it even easier to burn.
At least 11 deaths related to the fires. Numerous stars from Paris Hilton to Billy Crystal have confirmed their homes are among the more than 12,000 structures that were lost or sustained damage. Jack Smith has formally resigned as special counsel investigating President-elect Trump. Happened yesterday after submitting its final report last week, according to a court filing. Sources telling ABC News that the FBI has interviewed multiple individuals about Defense Secretary nominee Pete Hegseth's personal life as part of its background check investigation. Questions about alleged extramarital affairs, alcohol, and his character. This is ABC News. Former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani has been held in contempt of court. Again.
It's the second time in a week that the former New York City mayor has been held in contempt. On Monday, a federal judge in New York found Rudy Giuliani has defied court orders to provide information about his assets to the two Georgia election workers he defamed. Now another judge here in Washington has cited Giuliani for continuing to make defamatory statements. Outside the courthouse, he blasted the judge.
I shouldn't be the one in contempt. She should be.
The same judge oversaw the defamation case, which ended with a $148 million verdict against the former mayor. Stephen Portnoy, ABC News, Washington.
New York Attorney General Letitia James is suing scammers who stole over $2 million in cryptocurrency from job seekers. Victims were tricked into investing in fake remote work opportunities, believing they'd earn commissions for reviewing products. Instead, the funds went to scammers' crypto wallets. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Hello, this is Dwayne from Whitaker's Market. Begin the new year well by visiting our bulk candy department. We have a large selection of both milk and dark chocolates, everything from coffee beans and caramels to cashews and pecans and tart cherries. I think there's around 40 choices in all. No chocoholic will be left behind at Whitaker's Market, 1001 Water Avenue, Hillsboro.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO Evening News is sponsored by TC Auto Works, a quality pre-owned dealer with a full-service automotive repair facility for foreign and domestic cars and trucks. Look for cloudy conditions tonight with areas of light snow likely around midnight and after, half to 1 inch possible with a low of 24. Scattered light snow showers mostly ending by noon tomorrow. An additional half inch possible, otherwise mostly cloudy and turning quite breezy late in the day with a high of 32. The winds will be south 5 to 10, becoming west 10 to 20. And breezy and much colder tomorrow night, maybe a few flurries early with a low of 2. Currently in Richland Center, winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour, and after a daytime high today of 29, we are at 26 degrees.
TC Auto Works is your one-stop vehicle experts. From routine maintenance to complex repairs or your next vehicle purchase, you can trust the team at TC Auto Works for all your automotive needs. TC Auto Works is your steering and suspension specialist. From tires, shocks, suspension parts to steering components, TC Auto Works is now offering financing on repairs over with qualifying credit. See dealer for details. TC Auto Works, Highway 14 East, Richland Center.
Today is Saturday, January 11th. Good evening for WRCO News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thede. Today is National Human Trafficking Awareness Day. In recognition of Governor Tony Evers' proclamation observing the day, the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development released a new report highlighting key milestones the department achieved in 2024 to combat worker exploitation while supporting employers who play by the rules. The report, Working to End Exploitation highlights DWD's collaborative efforts to combat worker exploitation while advancing Wisconsin's record-breaking economic performance, including 7 consecutive months of record-high employment and continued low unemployment rates that are well below the national rates in 2024. Worker exploitation can take many forms. Among the most common are failing to provide safe and sanitary working conditions, wage and hour violations, human trafficking, and depriving employees of the benefits they've earned through worker misclassification of employees as independent contractors. Workers, employers, job seekers, and community members with concerns about worker exploitation are encouraged to contact DWD at 608-266-3131. Additionally, the DWD website has a list of county migrant and seasonal farm worker services contacts and worker classification information. Governor Tony Evers, chair of the Wisconsin State Building Commission, has announced the commission approved a comprehensive budget adjustment for various University of Wisconsin system projects and authority to construct 2 important projects. The commission's approval of key projects yesterday came as Republican lawmakers on the commission last month delayed reallocating over $70 million made available due to other projects the commission previously approved coming in under budget toward critical UW system building projects that were likewise already approved by the commission. The commission approved reallocating funds to support $29 million for an expanded UW-Madison engineering building to address critical infrastructure and facility needs, expand enrollment, degrees, and program offerings, modernize classrooms and instructional and research laboratories, and to support its goal of increasing students' enrollment by 1,000 in the engineering program. $10.5 million for the Winther Hall, Hyde Hall entry additions and renovations at UW-Whitewater to resolve infrastructure deficiencies and improve instructional and departmental spaces through the facility. $5.4 million for the completion of Heritage Hall at UW-Stout, creating a new unified home for the College of Arts and Human Sciences by consolidating and co-locating spaces across several facilities. And a small project funding release to help address the backlog of maintenance and repair projects across the state. According to new enrollment data released by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services, 306,470 Wisconsinites have signed up for health insurance on the individual marketplace through the Affordable Care Act, marking the highest enrollment Wisconsin has ever reached. This year's record surpasses last year's record-breaking year by more than 40,000 enrollees. Enrollment is open until Wednesday, January 15th, and Wisconsinites are still eligible to sign up for one of the dozens of health plans available on the federal marketplace at healthcare.gov. Those who already have insurance through the marketplace can also renew, update, or upgrade their health plans. Kohl's is planning to close 27 underperforming stores in 15 states by April as the struggling department store chain aims to boost profitability and improve sagging sales. The announcement yesterday comes as the Menominee Falls, Wisconsin-based chain has had 11 consecutive quarters of sales declines. The stores identified for closure include 10 in California, but represent a fraction of Kohl's locations. Kohl's is getting a new leader next week. Michael's CEO, Ashley Buchanan, will take over the chain's top job. Traditional department stores have struggled to retain customers as consumers shop online and look for bargains. On Thursday, Macy's disclosed the locations of 66 stores it plans to close early this year. A Dane County judge will appoint a special prosecutor to pursue charges of animal mistreatment and cruelty against a dog breeder. Madison Weekly Isthmus reports that Judge Rhonda Lantford's decision and order follows years of pressure from animal rights activists to take action against Red Glen Farms in Blue Mounds. They accused the facility of conducting medical procedures on dogs without anesthesia and failing to provide the animals with appropriate living conditions. Lantford determined there was enough evidence to pursue felony and misdemeanor charges. Lantford's order is issued under a rarely used state law that allows circuit court judges to appoint special prosecutors in cases in which the local DA refuses or is unavailable to issue a complaint. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources proposes to issue a broad incidental take permit authorization for the incidental taking of rare cave bats, which may occur as a result of wind turbines throughout Wisconsin, as well as adjusting the cave bat maternity roost period. Incidental take refers to the unintentional loss of individual endangered or threatened animals or plants that does not put the species' overall population at risk. The proposed broad incidental take permit authorization for wind energy and cave bats recognizes the importance of wind energy in Wisconsin, but also acknowledges the detrimental impact wind turbines may have on the state's cave bats. This broad incidental take permit authorization creates conservation measures for wind energy that are shown to be effective strategy in minimizing impacts on cave bats. As part of these updates, the existing cave bat broad incidental taking permit authorization will also be updated to refer the new wind energy document and to adjust the cave bat maternity period. The disturbance caused by the wind turbines may result in some mortality. However, take will be minimized by following conservation measures. Conservation measures to minimize the adverse effects on cave bat species will be incorporated into the proposed broad incidental take permit authorization. Copies of the jeopardy assessment and background information on the cave bats are available by visiting the DNR Incidental Take Public Notices webpage. The public is encouraged to submit written comments regarding project-related impacts to cave bats by January 15th. Charging stations at Quick Trips in Ashland, Menominee, and Chippewa Falls officially opened Tuesday, and additional stations are set to be available at other sites in the coming months. Governor Tony Evers says expanding the state's EV infrastructure is a critical part of making sure Wisconsin can meet the demands of the 21st century workforce and economy while embracing cleaner, more efficient transportation options. The National Electric Vehicle Infrastructure Formula Program funds the stations. Last year, Evers and the Wisconsin Department of Transportation announced $23 million for more than 50 EV infrastructure projects. And a couple of headliners for this summer's Harley-Davidson Homecoming Festival have been announced. Country music stars Chris Stapleton and Hank Williams Jr. are scheduled to perform over the weekend at the 2025 edition of the Celebration of Music, Motorcycle Culture, and Harley-Davidson Hometown of Milwaukee. The annual festival is set for July 10th through the 13th at Veterans Park along Milwaukee's lakefront and across the Milwaukee area. Tickets go on sale starting on January 17th and are available at hdhomecoming.com. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And
A new chair?
A chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2-1.
Today is Saturday, January 11th. John K. Beatty, 77, of Dodgeville, died Wednesday at St. Mary's Hospital in Madison. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, January 18th, from 2 to 4 at Duke's Brew Pub in Dodgeville. In lieu of flowers, a memorial fund will be established. John K. Beatty, 77 of Dodgeville. Thomas Eugene Tom Richter, 73 of Spring Green, died Wednesday. No funeral services will be held. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home is assisting the family with arrangements. Thomas Eugene Tom Richter, 73 of Spring Green.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Where others have their branches, we have our roots.
You're listening to WRCO. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg with an update on weather. We are going to continue to have cloudy conditions as we head into the rest of our night. We are going to have some areas of light snow just before midnight. Some places could be getting up to half an inch as we close out our Saturday. We are looking at lows dropping into the mid-20s. Winds are going to be on the light side coming from the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Heading into our Sunday, now it's going to get a little iffy. We're looking at snow continuing through the day, going to be ending by noon. So we're adding another inch up to an inch and a half possible for Sunday. Then we're going to have mostly cloudy skies and winds are going to be picking up quite a bit, eventually shifting from the northwest 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusts up to 25, highs in the upper 20s to low 30s. Sunday night, decreasing clouds with much colder temperatures settling in. Lows are going to be just above zero. Winds are going to still be fairly strong from the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Wind chills will be well below zero. Monday, it is going to feel much cooler. A little more sunshine than clouds, but winds are still going to be breezy from the northwest, 10 to 20 miles per hour. Highs only in the low teens. Tuesday, mostly sunny skies and still rather cold. We're looking at highs once again in the low to mid-teens. Wednesday is going to have a gradual increase in clouds and temperatures will be a slight bit warmer for the afternoon. Highs are going to be in the low 20s. And then as we get into Thursday, we're going to have a mix of sun and clouds. Considerably warmer temperatures are going to be coming back. We're looking at highs hitting the mid to upper 30s for the area. And then Friday, once again, another day of warmer temperatures, partly cloudy skies, and stronger afternoon winds. Highs hitting the mid to upper 30s once again. I'm meteorologist Heath Bradberg for WRCO. Have a great rest of your Saturday.
Richland County Bank strongly encourages you to remain vigilant against scams. Richland County Bank and other legitimate financial institutions will not call to verify information. Scammers are hoping to trick you into giving your personal information. Richland County Bank reminds you to never give any information unless you've initiated the call and it's to a phone number you know is correct. Don't trust caller ID. Scammers can spoof their numbers so it looks like they are calling from a particular company even when they're not. And if you get a robocall, hang up. Don't press 1 to speak to a live operator or any other key to take your number off the list. If you respond by pressing any number, it will probably just lead to more robocalls. The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, downtown Richland Center, and online at richlandcountybank.com. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Currently in Richland Center, it is cloudy and 26 degrees after a daytime high of 29 and a morning low of 17. Yesterday's high was 29 and we received a dusting of snow. Record high set back in 1880 is 53 degrees with a record low of 27 below set back in 1979. Last year's high was 31 with a low of 19. Sunset will take place tonight at 4:47, or it already took place tonight at 4:47, and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:32. Winds are out of the west at 4 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.66, and we have received a dusting of snow so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 26 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, working hard to be sure every customer is treated correctly the first time.
Unexpected cold showers are the worst. That's the thing about water heaters. They eventually stop heating or they can't keep up with the demand. So when your shower suddenly goes from hot to not, call Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. We provide several brand options and offer traditional or space-saving tankless water heaters. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Simpson's Tractor has served this area since 1920. Farmers, contractors, and municipalities benefit from the quality service of Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center with New Holland, Gale, and Meyer Equipment. Richland County Bank is interested in you. It's part of Richland County Bank's commitment to great customer service since 1881. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender. City Utilities Richland Center is proud that this has been a public utilities community since 1880. City Utilities provides city residents, businesses, and industry quality reliable service at the lowest possible cost. The Richland Center High School athletic boosters are anxious to see that every student gets a chance to be his or her best. Your support of the Richland Center High School athletic boosters helps make it happen.
Last night, there was conference wrestling duels held at Prairie du Chien, and two local teams that took part were Richland Center and River Valley. And as far as Richland Center goes, in the first matchup they had, it was against Belmont Platteville, and Belmont Platteville took that 55 team points to 24 for Richland Center. In the second one, Dodgeville had 57 team points, while Richland Center had 17. The third matchup featured Lancaster against Richland Center. Lancaster took that with 54 team points against Richland Center's 22. And in the final matchup, it was Prairie du Chien taking that one with 54 team points against Richland Center's 20 team points. And as far as River Valley goes last night, the first matchup, Belmont Platteville took on River Valley and took the first matchup 56 team points to 21. And in the second one, Dodgeville scored 52 team points and River Valley only had 29. And the third one, Lancaster had 42 team points while River Valley had 35. And the fourth matchup, it was Prairie du Chien with 54 team points beating River Valley, who only had 23 team points. And in last night, a few local scores in boys high school basketball. Richland Center beat Prairie du Chien 62-52. In double overtime, Ithaca beat DeSoto 52-49. River Valley beat Dodgeville 63-60. And Royal beat Riverdale 82-42. In girls high school basketball action last night, a few local scores. Ithaca lost to DeSoto by a score of 45-40, and it was Riverdale over Southwestern by a score of 60-55. Today in boys high school basketball, Darlington beat Delavan Darien by a score of 76-61, and it was Mount Horeb over Reedsburg 73-51. Bree McDaniel and Shana Sellers each had 21 points as 8th-ranked Maryland bounced back from its first loss with a dominant fourth quarter for an 83-68 victory over the Wisconsin women's basketball team today. Kayleen Smirkle added 18 points and Christina Dallas 15 for the Terps, who lost 79-74 at home to number 4 USC on Wednesday. Sarah Williams had 24 points and Lily Cron 16 for Wisconsin, which is 0-14 all-time against the Terps. Another Big Ten women's action today, number 25 Michigan beat Purdue by a score of 87-60. Last night in men's college basketball, Stephen Kroll scored 18 points and John Tonji added 16 for Wisconsin to help the Badgers beat Minnesota 80-59 for their fourth win in a row. Kamari McGee added 15 points, including three-pointers and three steals for Wisconsin. The Badgers have won 8 consecutive games against Minnesota and 17 of the last 19. And another men's basketball action that was held today, it was USC upsetting number 13th ranked Illinois by a score of 82-72 in the Big Ten. The Philadelphia Eagles are 4.5-point favorites to beat the Packers tomorrow in the NFL wild card playoff game. Both teams are expected to have their starting quarterbacks available. Both Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love participated in team practices on Thursday. Hurts has been out since suffering a concussion in a December 22nd game against the Washington Commanders. Love hurt his elbow in the last game against the Chicago Bears, but was able to make all the throws in the Packers practice on Thursday. Kickoff for tomorrow's game will be at 3:30, and you will be able to hear the broadcast of that game right here on WRCO 100.9 with the pregame starting at 1 o'clock. Last night in the NBA, well, actually, let me go back to the NFL. We do have a couple games going on, wild card playoff games. I do want to pass those scores along. First of all, at halftime, it is the Texans leading the Chargers 10-6. And actually, I don't have a score on the other one because that game doesn't start till 7 tonight, and it will be the Ravens hosting the Steelers. Now getting back to the NBA, Giannis Antetokounmpo had 41 points and 14 rebounds, and the Milwaukee Bucks beat Orlando 109-106 last night in spite of 34 points by the Magic's Paolo Banchero in his long-awaited return from an injury. Damian Lillard added 29 points for the Bucks, including a couple of free throws with 9.3 seconds left for the game's final points. Playing for the first time since tearing his right oblique on October 30th, Banchero also had 7 rebounds and 3 assists in 27 minutes. The game between the Houston Rockets and the Atlanta Hawks scheduled for today has been postponed because of a winter storm. The NBA said the decision was made to prioritize the safety of the players, fans, and staff due to the severe weather and hazardous icy conditions in the Atlanta area. The league said a date for the rescheduled game will be announced at a later time. A winter storm dumped snow and ice on the Atlanta area yesterday, and roads are expected to refreeze tonight. Two upset losses stood out among the rest in college football this season. Notre Dame suffered one of them, Ohio State the other. In years past, that might have been enough to knock both teams out of the hunt for a national title. This year, with the debut of the 12-team playoff, these two teams will play for it. The Buckeyes defeated Texas 28-14 last night to set up a January 20th meeting against the Fighting Irish. Ohio State hasn't lost since it fell 13-10 to Michigan in November. Notre Dame hasn't lost since it fell 16-14 to Northern Illinois way back in September. And the Chicago Cubs and Colin Ray have agreed to a $5 million one-year contract, reuniting the right-hander with the manager, Craig Counsell. A person with direct knowledge of the negotiations confirmed the agreement to the AP on conditions of anonymity because the team hadn't announced the deal. The 34-year-old Ray made one appearance with Milwaukee in 2021, and then pitched in Japan during the 2022 season before returning to the Brewers. He went 12-6 with a 4.29 ERA over 27 starts and 5 relief appearances for the NL Central champions last year. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thied.
BL Signs. Get your business, home, or vehicle noticed. With all the latest styles, custom design, and on-time local projects, see blsignage.com for the sign you want. Gokenauer Insurance Agency. Charles and Greg Gokenauer, agents of Mount Morris, are ready to help you with all lines of coverage. Gokenauer Insurance Agency, Richland Center. And Julie's Tax Service prepares farm, business, individual, partnership, federal, and state income taxes. Member of the National Association of Tax Professionals, Julie's Tax Service, Richland Center.
Welcome to TriStar Gifts and More, where every gift tells a story. Whether you're shopping for a special occasion or just because, the selection of adorable and quirky items is sure to bring a smile to your face. Explore their wide range of candles, metal art, and more. Come experience a warm and welcoming atmosphere at 1651 U.S. Highway 14 East, next to Dunkin' Donuts, Richland Center. Call them at 608-383-1280. TriStar Gifts and More, unique gifts and home decor that make every moment special. Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at the Phoenix Center now. This exciting tournament is a vital fundraiser for the Rodeo Committee as it gears up for the 2025 Rodeo Finals happening June 13th through the 15th at the Richland County Fairgrounds. Come out, have fun, and support the Richland Center Rodeo Committee. They thank you for your continued support. Again, the 8-pin tap bowling tournament, which is the 11th annual, will be held Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center with shifts at 11 and 2.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's. We are now carrying Horse Guard Mineral supplements for horses. This mineral comes in pellet or liquid form to help your horse with many needs from hoof, skin, allergies, weight gain, and things for senior horses as well. Free samples are available to try out. Stop in a Richland Center store for Horse Guard. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Hello again, everyone. It's time for the Backtrack and Show on WRCO. Yours truly, Phil Nee, with you as we go back in the day to find out some radio classics from years gone by and some chart-making headlines as well as we go back in time and track those tunes of yesteryear. It was in 1981 when John Lennon and Yoko Ono's Double Fantasy album went platinum a little over a month after Lennon's assassination. The album would be number one in the U.S. for a total of 8 weeks. And the first single from that album went all the way to number one.
Our life together is so precious. Together we have grown. We have grown. Although our love is still special, let's take a chance and fly away somewhere alone.
It's been too long since we took the time. No one's to blame. My no time flies so quickly. But when I see you, darling, it's like we both are falling in love again. It'll be just like starting over. Starting over.
Every day we used to make it love. Why can't we be making love?
Backtracking on WRCO, we hope you're having a great weekend in southwest Wisconsin. We go back to this weekend in 1985, when Cyndi Lauper would become the first female recording artist since Bobby Gentry in 1967 to be nominated for 5 Grammy Awards, Album of the Year, Best New Artist, Best Pop Vocal Performance for a Female, Record of the Year, and Song of the Year. She would win Best New Artist at the February 26th show as well. Cyndi Lauper, All the Rage in 1985.
WRCO FM 100.9 with the Backtrackin' Show. This weekend in 1976, the North American fascination with CB radios helped push C.W. McCall's truck driving song, his biggest, all the way to the top of the Billboard pop chart. McCall, whose real name is William Dale Freeze Jr., used a pre-rap vocal technique. He would place three songs on the top 100 and a dozen on the country charts during his career, but none as big as this one.
Breaker 19, this here's a rubber duck. You got a copy on me, Big Ben? Come on. Yeah, 10-4, Big Ben, for sure, for sure. By golly, it's clean, clear to Flagtown. Come on. Yeah, it's a big 10-4 there, Big Ben. Yeah, we definitely got the front door, good buddy. Mercy sakes alive, looks like we got us a convoy.
It was the dark of the moon on the 6th of June in a Kenworth pulling logs. Cab over Pete with a reefer on and a Jimmy hauling hogs. We is heading for Bear on I-10 about a mile out of Shaky Town. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck and I'm about to put the hammer down.
Cause we are little
them hogs. 10-4, about 5 miles or so. 10, roger, them hogs is getting intense up here.
By the time we got into Tulsa Town, we had 85 trucks in all. But they's a roadblock up on the Cloverleaf, and them bears was wall to wall. Yeah, them smokies as thick as bugs on a bumper. They even had a bear in the air. I says, calling all trucks, this here's the duck. We about to go a-hunting bear.
Cause we got great big
Big Ben, you're still too close. Yeah, them hogs are starting to close up my sinuses. Mercy sakes, you better back off another 10.
Well, we rolled up Interstate 44 like a rocket sled on rails. We tore up all of our swindle sheets and left them setting on the scales. By the time we hit that Chi-Town, them bears was getting smart. They'd brought up some reinforcements from the Illinois National Guard. There's armored cars and tanks and jeeps and rigs of every size. Yeah, them chicken coops was full of bears and choppers filled the skies. Well, we shot the line, we went for broke with 1,000 screaming trucks and 11 long-haired friends of Jesus in a chartreuse microbus.
Rubber duck to Sodbuster. Come on there, yeah. 10-4, Sodbuster. Listen, you want to put that microbus in behind that suicide jockey? Yeah, he's hauling dynamite and he needs all the help he can get.
Well, we laid a strip for the Jersey Shore and prepared to cross the line. I could see the bridge was lined with bears, but it didn't have a doggone dime. I says, Pig Pen, this here's a rubber duck. We just ain't gonna pay no toll. So we crashed the gate doing 98. I says, let them truckers roll 10-4.
Buddy, we're gonna back on out here, so keep the bugs off your glass and the bears off your tail. We'll catch you on the flip-flop. This here's a rubber duck on the side. We gone. Bye-bye.
C.W. McCall and his biggest hit called Convoy. Here on the Backtrackin' Show, we will be right back.
I'm Pastor Tim, and this is Life Tracks. I'm not a very patient person. I like results, and I like them now. My mind races at 100 miles per hour most of the time, even when I'm supposed to be sleeping. So when my brother took me on my first deer hunt ever, I couldn't stand it. I mean, really, going out in the woods an hour before sunrise, sitting still and quiet for hours, thinking about all the work I could and should be doing in my office at home in the warmth, hoping that maybe, just maybe, that I might be able to squeeze off a shot at at a deer that just happened to walk within range, but I discovered something in my first day of hunting, sitting in God's creation, admiring everything He's made. From what began as an impatient time thinking about all the work I could be doing became a time of reverent worship as my mind began to take joy in God, my Father. And the amazing thing is, despite all the beauty of God's creation, man is God's greatest and most treasured act of creation. Psalm 8 says, O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. You have set your glory in the heavens. Through the praise of children and infants, you have ordained praise to silence the foe and the avenger. When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place, what is man that you are mindful of him? Human beings that you care for them. You have made them a little lower than the angels and crowned them with glory and honor. You made them rulers over the works of your hands. You put everything under their feet, all flocks and herds, and the animals of the wild, the birds in the sky, and the fish in the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
We trust you're having a great Saturday and an awesome weekend as well. Hopefully you're doing all right during the winter months of 2025. Our second backtracking in the new year, and we have some great stuff to share with you tonight during Those Were the Days. We won't be taking your requests tonight, but we will be playing a few cover songs. These are songs that became hits all over again after their initial release, all over again by another artist in most cases. And a little bit later on, we'll have my picks from one of my favorite years of all time, 1973. So that is straight ahead on tonight's Those Were the Days, a six-hour tribute to the greatest music ever put on vinyl. Here on the Backtrackin' Show, we focus on the 70s and 80s and some of those big news headlines and entertainment news through the course of that year, those decades. Right here on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
Backtrackin' WRCO!
Hello again, everyone. It is time for more Backtrackin' on WRCO as we go back to some music headlines. 1995, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame inducted Led Zeppelin, the Allman Brothers Band, Martha and the Vandellas, Neil Young, Janis Joplin, Frank Zappa, and Al Green into its 95 class. A pretty good group of artists and entertainers there. Here's Al Green going back in the day in the Backtrackin' Show. Let's stay together.
I'm so in love with you. But is all right with me, 'cause you make me feel so brand new. I want to spend my life with you. Let me say things, baby. What I need, let me be the one you come running to. I'll never be untrue. Oh, baby,
bottom breaker. Oh, turn around and make up. I just came to see you'd never do that to me. Would you, baby? It's being around you is all I see.
Reverend Al Green and WRCO. This weekend in 2016, many were eulogizing David Bowie. Actually topped the UK album chart with his latest release, Black Star, less than 24 hours after his death this weekend in 2016. That was enough to outpace the nearest competitor, Elvis Presley's album, If I Can Dream, was number two, behind David Bowie in the UK. Going back to those golden years right now with David Bowie on the Backtracking Show.
Thinking you know where
Angel,
come up, baby. Look at that sky, life's begun. Nights are warm and the days are young.
Come up, baby.
This might be the lost but soul. Last night they loved me, opening doors and pulling some strings.
Angel,
then walk luck and you looked in time. Never look back, walk tall, act fine. Of a dream car 20 foot long. Don't cry my soul, don't break my heart. Doing all right, but gotta get smart. Wish upon day, I believe, oh Lord, I believe all the way. Run for the shadows, run for the shadows in these golden years.
There's my baby lost, that's all.
Me hear you say life's taking you nowhere.
Angel,
come for the baby. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows. Run for the shadows in these golden years.
Celebrities born this weekend in rock and roll history include Jim Croce was born in 1943. Also singer Scott McKenzie in 1939. Music's Johnny Ray, born in 1927. And also born this weekend in 1945, Rod Stewart. Here he is in the Backtracking Show.
Ever since I was a kid at school, I messed around with all the rules. Apologized then, realized I'm not different after all. Me and the boys thought we had it sussed. Valentino's all of us. My dad said we look ridiculous, but boy, we broke some hearts. In and out of jobs, running free, waging war with society. Dumb blank faces stare back at me, but nothing ever changed. Promises made in the heat of the night, creeping home before it got too light. I wasted all that precious time and blamed it on the wine. I was only joking, my dear, looking for a way to hide my fear. What kind of fool was I? I could never win, never win. Never found a compromise. Collected lovers like butterflies. Illusions of that grand first prize are slowly wearing thin. You took it all too seriously. I guess it had to end. I was only joking, my dear, looking for a way to hide my fear. What kind of fool was I? I could never win, never win. Yeah, baby. Prosperity for the whole damn world to see. Quietly now, while I turn a page, Act One is over without costume change. The principal would like to leave the stage. The crowd don't understand.
That's it for the Backtracking Show on WRCO. Chartata, taken from Joel Whitburn's record research in Menominee Falls, Wisconsin. Join us again next Saturday for another Backtracking with some music news and some chart toppers along the way as well. Right here on WRCO-FM 100.9, Richland Center.
Progressive presents a testimonial of sorts.
Hey, slow down!
Oh yeah? Well, you drive like my grandma! She's a very attentive and courteous driver who wears a seatbelt and always uses her turn signals. She's also a talented painter and has very low cholesterol. Not that that has anything to do with her driving, just thought a more complete picture of who she is might be interesting. Anyway, have a nice day!
Safe driver? Get Snapshot from Progressive and get a personalized rate based on how you drive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California or from all agents. Surcharge possible for unsafe driving.
Get ready for some fun and support a great cause. The Richland Center Rodeo Committee is hosting its 11th annual 8-pin tap bowling tournament Sunday, January 12th at the Phoenix Center. Featuring two shifts, the first at 11 and the second at 2. The cost to bowl will be just $15, and you can sign up at